You can't force it. You can't make someone love you. The more you try to force something, the more it works against you. Especially if what you're forcing is designed to hurt other people. Then it's not love, is it? No, it isn't. It's imprisonment. Fear never works out the way you think it is. When you try to force someone to love you, they will know. It's called intuition, aka source code. Where does it come from? My guess is it's the higher self tapping in. They know everything. When we listen to it, we can prevent ourselves from making a mistake or doing something that doesn't feel great. When we ignore it, we tend to create a life full of lies and self-hate. It doesn't have to be this way. We create our own reality. The key to creating a life that feels great is to calibrate to well-being. Well-being raises the frequency. How do we find well-being? Easy. Do things that are soothing. Do things that feel fun. Do things to express your emotions. Do things to change the way you see yourself. See yourself from a different perspective. Video art is a great place to start. Try this. Start a personal documentary and document your thoughts and feelings. This is what I did when cancer got me. I was video arting before that, but before cancer, I was stuck in a war of art. Cancer helped me see that. Seeing that forced me to deal with it. So that's what I did, and I'm still doing. It's a work in progress, but it does get better, I think. Although sometimes I don't know. Maybe it's more so that we eventually stop giving a fuck about stuff we used to hold on to. The loose ends from our past. The stuff we never dealt with. The times our lies backfired. The times love broke your heart. The times we stepped over ourselves and said, your feelings don't matter right now. So you gave yourself away. You bought the dream. The dream sold you out. You lost yourself. Feeling lost can cause a lot of bad decisions. But video art will help you see yourself in a way mirrors can't. When you see who you are, you find self-awareness. Self-awareness is key to redeeming the pieces that went missing. But self-documenting via video arting isn't for everyone. Not everyone can handle seeing who they've become. Monsters can be scary as fuck. Most of us have become a monster due to unprocessed emotions. Unprocessed emotions causes one to do mean things. This is why hurt people over and over again. But self-documenting via video art combined with a self-mastery regimen can help you become the deliberate creator of your life. When you capture the scenes of your day in a creative way, and then turn your video art pieces into stories, what a great way to see clearly. What a fun way to become a powerful human being who is awakened to how they are being. This will change you in ways you can't even imagine. Seeing your life on the screen helps you see all the different sides of you you don't normally see. These are the sides of you that are missing. This is how I found my sides. Sometimes I still hate the sides I see. This helps me see where I still have stuck energy. Healing these parts of me is necessary if I want to be free. And yes, I want to be free. Am I? Yes, mostly. When I get in the flow of video art, it opens up my head and heart to the 5D. And I love to find cool ways to capture scenes that make editing easy. For me, video art doesn't need to be fancy. We don't need to know advanced technology to tell compelling stories. The art of video happens in the moment. It's the perspective you take. After effects can be cool, but sometimes they can ruin something that is naturally beautiful. Video art keeps me in alignment with who I want to become. Self-love is a process. I am a work in progress. That is all, honey.